So we knew that, or we intuitively felt that in the wind, a building would move downwind. The wind blows this way, the building would move downwind, and then would oscillate. We didn't know too much about how much it would oscillate because it had never been a real issue in the past, but we started out with it. This was basically the premise on which we expected the design to proceed. And so Lower Manhattan looked like this. We knew that the wind coming in this direction would be very turbulent. It would be slowed down by the tall buildings of the city. Wind coming from this direction was over the water. It would be entirely different. There were two buildings. They provided shielding one to the next. A really complicated problem that had never been attacked before. And so what to do about it? So we built the wind tunnel model. Now, the idea came from two Danish engineers, Jens and Frank, two brilliant guys, who discovered that this thing called a boundary layer wind tunnel, a wind tunnel that generates the turbulence of the natural atmosphere, would generate reliably the forces on a building. And they were testing farm buildings. So we took basically a technology designed for farm buildings and made it for 110-story buildings. But this is a billion-dollar project. You don't just do it, right? You have to do a whole lot of work. And we measured in the full scale the turbulence in the air, and then we measured it in the wind tunnel model to make sure that which we were modeling was in fact real.